Chris Clemens skippers the fishing vessel Rough Rider and delivers his catch to Peter Pan's Port Moeller plant. On Tuesday night, the weather came up strong, as it often does this time of the year, and he and his crew pulled their nets and headed in to make a delivery and wait for better conditions.
And on our way in, we saw it on fire from the ocean side, and then we came around the corner, and the whole thing's on fire, and we pulled up as quick as we could to try to help put it out.
Clemens recalls 8 or 10 other boats tying off to the section of the main dock that was burning, all using their onboard hoses to spray directly onto the spreading fire. But neither those boats nor the workers on the dock were having any luck containing the blaze.
We fought the fire for a couple hours and couldn't get a handle on it. Got out of control and everyone had to evacuate because it was dangerous and we worried about the roof coming down on the boats and whatnot. That was that. Now we're out on anchor. We're just kind of watching our livelihood burn to the ground, it seems.
Clemens says about a third of the fleet that fishes the late Bear River sockeye run is still around and had been having a good tail end to their season. He's not sure if they can find another market or where some of the boats will be hauling out now this fall. The immediate concern among he and his fellow fishermen was that this plant, what Peter Pan bills as its most remote facility, may be gone forever. Peter Pan's corporate office had not responded to requests for comment by midday Wednesday. There are probably 150 people or less right now in Port Moeller, which has little beyond this seafood plant. According to its company website, Peter Pan claimed land at Port Moeller in 1917 and began building the cannery there, which is open from May till September. Until yesterday, Peter Pan Port Moeller can process about 250,000 pounds of salmon a day, primarily sockeye, and freezes them as fillets or H&G. Bob Murphy is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Area Management Biologist for the fishery and lives in Port Moeller for the summer. He watched Peter Pan's operations come to a devastating halt Tuesday night.
The fire started in kind of the production end of things, kind of in a freezer warehouse at Peter Pan Seafoods last night and consumed most of the production facilities that we can tell. Nobody's been able to get down there because the fire's still going. But there's obviously very, very extensive damage to the production facilities. Their main production facilities and office for Peter Pan is definitely consumed in the fire.
There's no village or city or fire department in Port Moeller, but Murphy says the processing plant workers used a fire suppression system, water lines, and hoses early on to try and contain the blaze. But these efforts proved no match for the fire, which was fueled by the old dry timbers from the 100-year-old buildings.
On for several hours, of probably at least 2 hours, I think, maybe 2.5, before it just got so intense that, and you know, now you're down to where there's fuel and there's ammonia tanks and lines, and it gets to the point that things start getting very dangerous of being around, and it was just no way to keep fighting it.
On Wednesday morning, Peter Pan crews cut the dock away from the shore to contain the fire, and it appears the remaining warehouses and bunkhouses on shore were spared any damage. Murphy turned on a generator to get basic service back for the State Fish and Game Office, but said otherwise there was no power, no phones, and no internet in Port Moeller. In lieu of photos, which may take a while to trickle out to the world, Skipper Chris Clemens offered a perspective of what he was looking at as they sat on anchor near the dock.
It looks like a skeleton of a building, and it's smoking. There's a tender tied up to it, and a large, crazy crabber. And guys are still tying up their small boats trying to fight the fire. But I think it's reached its last point. I don't think it's going to get any worse.
Clemens says he suspects the fishing season for most there will now be over, because even if they find another buyer, Peter Pan has always taken care of all of the support services for the fleet in this remote fishery. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.